Well, it's the first of the month of April, and we're still here. April the 1st. Or was that yesterday? Sometimes I get behind time a little bit. Thank you for coming to my website. You know, it is April the 1st. No April Fools here. 9:55 in Los Angeles on a clear Saturday morning. As a matter of fact, I've been out already, done a little shopping, picked up a few bananas, a little melon, a couple of packs of coffee. I ran out of coffee on Saturday morning. You know I can't do that. And guess what? I went to my old iPhone, the first one that I had, because I was figuring out a way to pick up my Gmail messages. And I found a couple of messages that I read yesterday from a friend back in New York that was begging me not to stop doing the webcast. It was a family. You can find them on my YouTube clips. I think I put that up on YouTube. The family that came to have their daughter dedicated to the Lord. This lady with her son. With the entire family came out. And what a wonderful time we had in the classroom. And then a couple of others wrote me when they heard back in February that I was thinking about shutting down. The website. I'm serious. Practically no one believes in being morally disciplined in this world. I'm going to continue with the webcast. I've changed the name from the Biblical Alternative to Fighting for Love, because whenever you mention Bible or something like that, you're going to find very few people that believes in an ancient text. They were saying, why are you trying to live your life by a code of an ancient test? I'm not trying to live my life by any code. I'm living my life to the best that I can. I like to put it in the old church vernacular, to the praise of God's glory. Now let's deal with that term, because I used to use that term for years. What is it to live for the praise of God's glory? What God made you to be, what He called you to be, listen to me, what He made you to be, what He called you to be the best perfection in that. I have been sharing a lot of conversations here lately with gay people. I've been speaking with them, and I'm saying, I don't have a particular problem with you being a person that loves same sex. I don't have a problem with that. I said, what I have a problem with is you're not being honest and not being human and kind and morally rational instead of reprobate. I see so much reprobation in the lives of everybody, the straight as well as the gay. I think I recently put it up on my Facebook. You know, I'm putting up sermons that I'm putting up on my website. I'm thinking about putting up a new one now. This is just my little Saturday quip. But when you come to my website, I want to say to the people, to Mr. Hosea that wrote me and still listen to me, Alfred, I'm still the same person. I'm just real about who I am, real about who I'm talking to. I don't try to speak an agenda that is going to please everyone, because you can't please everyone. I have my mind set up as to what I want to do in life, and I have to be very careful, because right now I'm still unemployed. You know, that little job that I was supposed to get, they haven't called me back. They must have found something about me that they don't like. I don't know. But I'm not stressing about it, because I live on the No Stress Express. If I don't have finances and money for something, oh man, I can tell you guys a story about these sensors that they have on your car. Because you see, I drive a Mini Coupe and the weather's perfect. I should be out there detailing my car now in the front yard listening to this beautiful, soothing music. Isn't it wonderful? I just love it. But I am going through. Oh my goodness. Wait a minute, what happened? No. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened there. I thought that I was listening to soothing music. Let me go to another one. Now it won't even stop. Well, there's only one way for me. Excuse me. See? PJ, are you losing your mind? No, I'm not losing my mind. Thank you. Yeah, take a break. Wow. That's much better. I thought I had some soothing music on, and all of a sudden it looked like I had the rock forum of the universe coming on. Oh, but what was I saying? I want to attend to the things that keep me healthy. And the things that keep me healthy are the things that I do to stay off of the No Stress Express. It's interesting. Let me share this with you. I think that's what I'll make today's webcast as. I got to share about what they did to me for my sensors for my car. First of all, you know, you go to get your car registered. And, well, here in the state of California, you have to have it smogged. You have to pass the smog code. And it appears that since the car is a 2011 Mini Cooper, that the battery went out sometimes last year, and I had the battery exchange. And when I had a new battery put in, they told me, you never did recalibrate the computer. See, I'm 73 years old, and now I got to recalibrate a computer in the car so that the car will give me correct readings. Because I'm riding around, when I took my car into Mini Cooper to get it recalibrated by them, they said, you're out of oil. I said, well, why did my oil light come on? Says your sensors were burnt out. So that's going to cost me, well, I had two of the sensors burn out and I had to have them put in. And with the oil change and everything, $1,213. Okay. Keeping in mind, I haven't worked since December 16th. I'm drawing no money in through the graces of a friend. And I'm talking about a friend. He doesn't even have a computer, so he won't hear me say this. He has a computer on his phone, but I doubt if he ever goes to my website. But through the graces of a friend, I'm still surviving. And I was working like madness to try to pick up an equity loan on my home through my reverse mortgage. And when I applied for the new job down at Job Corps, I was about to lose everything. I could not do what they wanted me to do to procure the job because I was too busy trying to keep a roof over my head. And as you know, Pastor John never asked for money from people that listen to him. I don't do that. I don't know how to ask people. That's why this friend that's been helping me a few months says, I'm going to give it to you because you never asked for it. He said, I've known you for over 35, 40 years, and you've never asked for anything. I've seen you go without, and you never even tell people what you need to your daughters or anybody. You're losing weight. You're not able to stay healthy. I won't ask anybody for anything. I've just never been that kind of a person. When I was a pastor, all the money that came into the church, I gave it to the widows in the church. The women with the children, try to feed those babies. Damn it. I don't know. All right. And I'm not trying to make myself out to be Prince Charming or an angel of the Lord and all that kind of stuff. That's bunk. I am just as horny and messed up as anybody else that you ever want to meet in your life. And so don't think that this preacher at 73 is walking around trying to make himself better than you. Sounds like the stuff I've been talking my whole life, huh? Hey, what do you think about the past sermons that I've been putting up? Wait a minute, let me finish telling you the stories. So, I go down to the Mini Cooper dealership and they say, well, We put in the sensors, so I run back to the smog man. And I said, testing. And testing said, you failed. I said, how can I fail? I just paid $1,213 out of money that's barely coming in for my equity loan. I have to straighten up. The storm tore up my patio room. Thank God for insurance that I had. They cleared the patio room off, and that's gone. So there's just a big concrete slab in the back of my house where my patio room sat. That was my wife and I. That was our master bedroom back in the 80s, 82, when we had that built, because we only have a small two-bedroom house. And the girls were becoming teenagers, and they needed their own rooms. And so I got one of these customized patio rooms and had it put onto the house. And it was beautiful for me and Lucy until the cold months came. I wanted to wrap up more. Lucy wasn't the intimate type. I would have loved it if she was a wrap-up kind of a lady. But she would just say, don't touch me. That's all you think about. You guys ever hear that before? Well, there you have it. Though I found out here in past years in my life that there's many ladies that would have loved to cuddle up with me, but Back to the story. I go to the small thing. Nope. And then I contacted the Mini Cooper dealership. And I said, I want to speak to the general manager. I don't want to speak because the sales representatives will not call me back. They aren't saying anything to me. And I explained the situation to her, and she said, Mr. Coleman, I have to tell you the truth. I don't know why your car is not running and passing the test. She said, I will attempt to discover why it isn't working, and I'll get back with you. And she called me back. And she sent me an item on my phone, which was a documentation that explained for the Mini Cooper 2011, every time the battery is something, you have to drive it a few hundred miles to recalibrate the computer or nothing is going to work accurately. Now, I didn't know this when I bought that car. But for when you put $40 every 2.5 weeks in the car and you can ride around Los Angeles on that tank of gas for that. That's why I bought the car, for the gas mileage. If you really want a nice car for gas mileage, get a Mini Cooper. And they are the spiffiest little cars that's zipping all up and down the streets of Los Angeles. It's amazing. But anyhow, she explained it to me while I'm on the phone, and I began to laugh hysterically. And she said, Mr. Coleman, are you okay? I said, oh yeah, I'm fine. I said, I'm 73 years old. I said, I'm trying to get a job. I probably won't get it because I can't get all this stuff. Then they're telling me that I have to send the people on the job a DMV driving record. Wait, I've never had a ticket in my life. You hear me? I don't have a criminal record, nothing. And after 3 days on this computer trying to get the username and the ID right on this computer, and they give you so much time to do that, and it cost me $2 to get, I printed 2 slips that said, my driving record is clear. I mean, these people, you can't even get a job nowadays. I mean, they investigate you, albeit it is a government job. It's a federal government job that I'm trying to get here. And I'm laughing hysterically in front of the sandwich shop that I was at. And I explained it to her. I said, I'm 73. I hope I don't lose my house. I don't have a job. I want to work. I want to help people. I'm a pastor, retired. My mind is thinking like I'm a Christian and I have to love. And I told the lady, I am laughing to keep from cursing somebody out. I have no money. I had to spend $1,200 more to do this. And I don't see how I'm going to survive going on Oh, and don't be concerned about the noise in the background. One of the boys is watching a movie. It's Saturday on the big screen in the living room, and I allow them that to do that because it's Saturday. And this one that's watching the movie has a job. He works. And that's Mario. He's getting ready to leave the country for the last time. He has just had it with America. And, you know, in some cases, I don't blame him. Really, I don't. But you can understand. And the lady told me over the phone, she said, "Mr. Coleman, let me say this. In all my days of being in the position that I'm in, I have never had a more delightful conversation with a person that understands the system and is responding in a way that causes me to smile." And I said, "Oh, baby, I'm living on the No Stress Express. If I had to pay $20,000 to keep the car running, I would have put it on somebody's card somewhere because everything is creditized anyhow." And then I told her, "You people got to eat. Your baby's got to eat. You got to have everything working for you. I'm going through a downtime in my life right now, living on the No Stress Express." So for those of you that have been admonishing me to continue with the webcast, I am going to continue with the webcast. But I'm going to continue with them when I find delightful, highlighted old archive sermons, because I can bring new. I even had one guy wrote me and he said, "Mr. Coleman, I really appreciate you reading your old school papers to me." You know what? I got to get back to that. I have tons and tons, for those of you that are my philosophy students listening, I have tons and tons of What Is Love. I'm still in the process of writing my book, but when your patio room gets flooded and you have to tear down room and build another one, you're 73, you ain't got no help over here. Some of the boys over here that's supposed to be helping me, they have good intentions, I think, but they don't know what the hell they're doing. And they do more damage than do well. You see what I mean? And then I'm in the process of mentoring them, training them how to be men. You don't know how difficult it is for these millennials to listen to you. They are not going to listen to you. You have to use rough language. You have to use street tactics to even get their attention. And the reason why is because Jay-Z and Beyonce has their attention. And the fantasy people that come to this city, people come to Los Angeles, I guess, to make their fortune or do something. They need to get out, go back wherever they came from and get a job or something. Oh. Okay, time for me to get another cup of coffee. You guys keep coming to the website. There will be more interesting webcasts coming up. Those of you that don't know me, I'm going to filter my webcasts or my discussions with the principles. Listen, not the principles of American Christianity. No, because American Christianity has been corrupted. Not the principles of an African ancient religion. No, because I'm not from that region of the world, and I'm not ancient. I'm a contemporary. I will bring you thoughts from what I believe is a pretty accurate description in most cases of God's words, if he would speak to us, because over the centuries, these concepts have been believed by moral men. So if I come across like some belligerent old ass man that has given you problems, that's your problem, not mine. I am going to be johnecoleman.org. That's why. And I want to thank my webcasters, my webmasters. I'm going to send you guys some money. I'm going to scrape something together today, and I'm going to send you guys some money because this is the only form of means of communication that I have with the outside world. Nobody knows what the heck is happening in my life. And when they want to hear from PJ, PJ is all right. I'm all right. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to borrow. I'm not going to, you know, if you want my home address to send me something to help me along the way, you got to call me on my phone number or something like that. Or write me and let me know, and I'll give you my address. And then you can sit. Oh, I see. The people are waking up. Should have been up. But you can do that. But I'm going to shut this thing off now and then because they're knocking on my door. And so I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming by the website. I really appreciate it. Bye.